This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, the day that will be one day a Yom Tov. Not just because we don't have to eat. That's not the only reason it will be a Yom Tov. The fast days are the best days. You have more time than any other day to do things, you know? Simon Sadi. We started Siv Chaf Aleph, where the Mechaber says that there's a requirement. This is based on the Gemara Brachas on Daf Hey, that there's no interposition between you and the wall. The Mechaber said a permanent object like the Arayin or the Bima is not a Chatzitza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this was learned out from Chizkiyahu, who turned to the wall and he davened. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only ideal. However, it's not usur if there's no room for everyone to have a spot by the wall. And therefore, don't delay davening because you don't have a spot by the wall. But if you're not davening by the wall, you should make sure that you don't get distracted. So close your eyes or look into a siddur. Siv katan samach daled. You don't want to have a chatzitza between you and the wall. V'afilu hu rachak min hakir. Even if you're far from the wall, sh'omer be'emtza beis hakneset, let's say you're in the middle of the shul, you should look ahead and see, is there any chatzitza between you and the wall? Gam kein yesh li zoher shel yachatz bein alakir. You should also be careful not to have a chatzitza between you and the wall. V'aprimagadim etzad de loymar. The primagadim is inclined to say, de'im hachatzitza hu chutz l'dar amos mimenu, if the chatzitza is outside of your Dalet Amos, Rishus Acherasi Vishari, then it's a separate domain, and it's not a problem if it's more than Dalet Amos away from you. V'chein Pasuk HaMagen Giboirim, that if the Chatzitza is more than 4 Amos away from you, it's not a problem. Now the Mechaber said that an Arayin is not a Chatzitza, a Teva is not a Chatzitza. Says Mishnah Berurah, Umitoy Shalano Asiyos L'Shchiva. Our beds are made for sleeping. Vein Derech L'Taltalan Makal Makam. We don't usually move them. Nikrois Davar Kavod. They're considered a set place. Ve'inan Chaytzatzois. They would not be Chatzitza. V'yesh Chalkim. Some argue. V'toyv L'Hachmer B'de Efsher. Therefore, one should be Machmer with our beds. Now, why your bed would be in the shul? Obviously, it's talking about your davening at home. So it would come out that an aroin, the Kav HaChaim says, that's a movable aroin. You know, let's say some shuls, they have an aroin that they sometimes use for avelim. That would be a chatzitza. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, says Ramah, v'leichosh of mechitza, rak bedavar gadol, shagavay asara. It's not considered a mechitza only if it's a big item, that it's 10 tefachim tall. Something small is not a hefsek. Now, what would you say a chair? Is a chair 10 tefachim tall? The back of the chair is 10 tefachim tall. Tefachim, sure. This chair is 10 tefachim tall, of course. Is the seat 10 tefachim tall? No. But the chair is 10 tefachim tall. Is it 4 tefachim wide? Maybe. What?
The side of the person.
But the chair is usually wider than the width of a person. Let's say my chair is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rak b'davar gadol, ayin v'taz, zechol davar shu tzarach tefillah. The Taz says anything which is needed for the tefillah, afilu gadol harbe, even if it's very big, ain't a chashav hefsek. Kagoin hashulchan shavabayish, amnichan lava siddur. Let's say the table in the house that you put the siddur on, v'lchei nagu b'esnish, yisufnei kol echad shulchan katan, shekarn shtender. Therefore the minhag is, everybody has their own little shtender, shemanichan lav asidur, nafu pishu gavaya asar v'rachav arba, b'chein kasu sharachuen. So basically anything needed for the davening, anything needed for the davening is not a hefsek. So let's say a chair, l'chayra, is a chair needed for the davening? I'm standing, why do I need it now? The table is needed. Well, Reb Chaim Knievsky wants to know, what if I'm davening without a siddur? Is the shtender a hefsek? if it's there just, you know, for you to lean on, it's considered a Lotzairach. So the chair also, you know, it's there. I might need it, I lean on it, I sit on it when I need it. So what would be an example of something that's a Hefsek? Because we're going to see Balei Chayim, people are not a Hefsek, tables not a Hefsek, chairs are not a Hefsek. Only a movable Aroin is a Hefsek. Or, let's say you have a cotton candy machine. You happen to have a cotton candy machine in the shul. It's a Hefsek. Let's say you have a popcorn machine. Let's say you have a cell phone. Is a cell phone a Hefsek? It's not big enough. Stam, you can't have it. It's yeah, did you ever know that? Yesterday I saw that the Chidah says that a shul is compared to a mikvah. It's a pasuk in Parshas Balak. So just like a mikvah is metaher without kavana, so too a shul is metaher without kavana. But I would add, it's only if you're toivel, the ain sheretz biyadai. But if you have your phone, it's sheretz biyadai. But it would not be a hefsek. In other words, lemaisa I found in another chida. What?
It's a mikvah. That would be a good thing for it.
If you waterlog it. Okay. So it has to be for rachvay arba, four tefachim wide. Afilo me'inoy rachav arba, rak lemalav leilmata. Even if it's only four tefachim wide on the top, not below. Loi chashiv hefsek. It's if it's small, it's not a hefsek. V'prichadosh choylik. Prichadosh argues. V'chein b'sivim ma'ir mordechai kasem d'mir tshuvas haram shuva beisiv zloi mashmachi. The ma'ir mordechai says from the tshuvas haram, it's not mashma. That it's not a hefsek if it's smaller than 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. Mikol makom, saf solim shbeisik nesas. The benches in the shuls claim loy chashiv hefsek. The kfuim heim, they're set. Ayin sham b'pri chadash. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that the meaning of kavua is not that it can't be moved. It's not. It doesn't mean it's mechubar to the ritzbah, but it means it's always there. That's where the benches are. The benches are in the shul. Would you say the same thing about chairs? The chairs are always in the shul. Maybe not. Sometimes you bring it down for shal shudas. Sometimes people borrow it. Or is it that this is its set place? It's true sometimes, but it's makoim kavua. Anyway, I think a chair would not be less than a shtender. Just like a shtender is not a hefsek even when you don't actually use it, a chair l'chayr would not be a hefsek even if you don't actually use it. The Mechaber continues, V'chein ba'alei chayim einam choytzitzim. Somebody brings in a dog, an assistant dog. It's not a hefsek. Afilu adam einam choytzitzim. Even a person is not a chatzitza. Hagav linir de ba'alei chayim choytzitzim ba'adam einam choytzitzim. Says Rama, I say animals are a chatzita, people are not. It could be there's a tas sofer in the source that balei chayim are not a hefsek. Siv chafes v'yesh mi sha'amir sheyesh yizam l'spal achorei shum adam. The toiv lachas l'dvarv. Some say you should be careful not to daven in back of someone, and it's good to be concerned for this opinion. Now, who is this? The Sefer HaPliya. Sefer HaPliya? What's the Sefer HaPliya? But this is where the Mechaber is quoting from the Sefer HaPliya. Now, can somebody really be careful not to stand in back of someone? Sheshes Omaswa, Kasab, the Sefer Mayim Mordechai, Lechari Yeshadak, Bizeh. The Efshel Izarbada, you could ask, how can you be careful about such a thing? The Eich Efsheshu, Kala Amma'im Devesignas, is Negan Akoisabla Efsakas Adam. You're going to start having very unusually shaped shuls. They're going to be like linear shuls, just with a wall and one line. Because how can you be careful not to stand in behind someone? L'chinira da'afla yesh armim le'ya hefzik gomor she'y osru l'chaldam. It's not mamish a hefzik. Ela zihirus ba'alma she'yesh yuzar b'de'efshar. It's just a zihirus that you should be careful if it's possible. In a shul where there's no alternative, you're allowed to daven behind someone. Ela shamadaktik b'masav, one who is careful in his ways, yira, he should see to it. Try to have a set place by the wall. There's nothing. It's not usur if you daven behind someone. In a public setting, it's impossible to accommodate everyone. Just means that someone who wants to be medaktik, the ideal situation to be in when you daven is right by the wall without anybody in front of you. So also, let's say, you know, you're at a wedding. There are 500 people crammed together in this little area. So come a minute early and stand by the wall. That's the best thing to do. Now, if you don't make it there, let's say you're finding a minute and there are three people in front of you, should you knock them over to stand by the wall? L'chayr or not? No, you should not knock them over to stand by the wall. Should you push them over? No, you shouldn't. Should you tap them and say, excuse me, I would like to be medaktikim? I don't think so. But you should try to get there. Okay. Sif chav gimel. Habagadim hamitsuyarim. Afa pish enam boltim. Enachan l'smal kenegnam. If you have embroidered garments, even though they don't protrude, it's not proper to daven opposite them. So let's say a guy is hanging a jersey of some, you know, chayara, and, you know, number 20, whatever. I don't want to make any references. That might not be the best place to daven. Don't daven in front of embroidered garments. Can I get beged? If you happen to be davening by a wall that has a picture, or a garment that has a picture, close your eyes. I'm not sure about this. And then what? And let's say it's just a blank wall. Then you should be like staring at the wall the whole time. Like, what's this? Why does the Mechaber only say to close your eyes if there is a picture? And if there's no picture, you could have your eyes open? Or then it's not an absolute requirement to have your eyes closed. Siv hagav, l'chein asr gam kin l'tzayr tzirun b'sfarim sh'misval lehem. Therefore, it is also asr to make pictures in the siddurim that you daven from. Shalai tisbatel ha'kavana. Aval begadim shematsuyar aleim divrei tiflus. But let's say garments that you have lewd scenes on them, afilu leishev aleim v'esgasas, you can't even sit on them in the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ein nachayin. It is not correct to daven opposite them. Kidei shal yeh mabit b'tziyom v'leicha mitfos, so you're not gazing at them. So, I used to live in a place where there was a daily mincha. Actually, they still have it in where I live now, in a Sfarim store. I happen to think a Sfarim store is the most distracting place that you could possibly daven. Yeah? Sfarim store? I mean, it depends. If you're an Am Haaretz Gamor, then you could daven in the Sfarim store. But if you, you know, if you like Sfarim, then it might not be the best place to daven. Saying he's davening next to the shelf for the new books. I mean, what are you going to be doing the whole davening? Anyway, I mean, I'm thinking about, you shouldn't daven next to pictures. Okay, you know, how interesting are these pictures? But ein nachan, kedei shalei yeh mabit b'tziyuram v'leicham etvasa al mishum chatzitza les b'begadim. Ah, what about the fact that it's an interposition? That's not an issue. V'lechein ein b'tziyuram. Therefore, if there's no picture on them, atulim al kozim, and they're hanging on the wall, shari l'sbal kenegdam. Now, you should make sure that there are no pictures in the Sfarim that you use to daven. You also want to be careful there are no pictures on the walls of the shuls. What if you are in a sukkah, and in the sukkah there are gedolim pictures? Shouldn't daven there. What if you're in a shul and they put up a picture of their Rebbe in the shul? No, can't daven there. You're not a daven opposite a picture. Ella lamala mikoymas ish. Unless it's above the height of a person. Now, what about to have on a paroiches lions and other balechayim? Or lions in the shul. Many say it's aser, like in the Shal Shachivas Mabit. Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed. Maybe I should look that up because I'm going to Greece and I have to speak about the Mabit. That's a good one. You're allowed to have lions on the Arayin. The Mabit says no. The Taz says no. The Chida says no. The Darkei Tshuva says no. So you say, what should I do? My shul has it. Come to my shul. Nah. This is a formal solicitation to come daven. No, I don't think we have. Fine. What about pictures of the 12 constellations. The Prisada says you can't make them in the shul. However, the Igros Moshe writes, the minhag is to make lions, and like the opinion of most Paiskim, ve'ein limchois, don't protest. Chazonish paskind, you can make a picture of a cat, and you could even add a ra'ama. What's a ra'ama? The mane? Any Israelis? Any Israeli kids over here? What's a ra'ama? The Chazon Ish says, make a picture of a cat and make a ra'ama so it looks like a lion. Not sure what this special way of drawing a lion is. Okay, Bezos Hashem, next time we're going to talk about davening in front of a mirror. And I have to find, I once found in a Sfarim store, a tshuva, and I don't know if it's published, of Rabbi Avadia Yosef about davening in front of a blurry mirror. And I bought the tshuva, meaning I have the ksaviyat of Rabbi Avadia that he wrote about mirrors. So I'm going to try to pull it out for the next year. Hopefully I could find it. Anyway, have a good day. Stay tuned for upcoming schedule, okay? So we are up to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan. We're in the middle of Sivkatan Ayin Aleph. Have an easy fast, everyone. Baruch Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.